In this bulletin, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop urges the United States to rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Concern over a discussion paper that seeks to ban GPs from prescribing strong painkillers. And in football, Socceroos star Tim Cahill is reportedly flying to England this weekend to secure a return to English championship club Millwall. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has used a speech in the United States to encourage the Trump administration to rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. President Trump says he would consider rejoining the TPP if America received a better deal. The US withdrew last year, leaving the 11 remaining members, including Australia, to push ahead with a reconfigured deal to be signed in March. Speaking before a crowd of about 150 trade and foreign policy figures in Los Angeles, Ms. Bishop urged the US to re-embrace free trade.
Trade and investment liberalisation has been good for the United States and for Australia, for our experience has been similar. Continual liberalisation of our economy has been an overwhelming net gain for our citizens, and we're a nation of just 24 million people.
Lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange have asked a court in London to drop an arrest warrant against him. British prosecutors say if the court rules in his favour, then there is a hypothetical chance he could leave the Ecuadorian embassy, where he has sought asylum for 5.5 years. Although Swedish prosecutors dropped their investigation into rape allegations, Mr. Assange is still wanted in Britain for breaching bail conditions. A court ruling is expected early next month. The National Drug Regulator has raised the idea of banning GPs from prescribing strong painkillers as the country faces an opioid overdose epidemic. The Therapeutic Goods Administration flagged the idea in a discussion paper. The proposal would bar doctors from prescribing painkillers such as morphine, oxycodone, and fentanyl. It would mean people needing these strong opioids would have to consult specialists in order to get a prescription. Australian Medical Association Vice President Dr. Tony Bartone has told SBS Radio News the proposal misses the mark.
GPs are a significant part of the pain management network of health professionals and part of the solution, not the problem. Banning GPs from prescribing would be a misunderstanding of the problem and certainly not in the interests of the Australian public.
A senior New South Wales police officer is in a serious but stable condition after he was stabbed during an arrest in Sydney's southeast. The 45-year-old was stabbed in the chest and abdomen at the Maroubra Junction Hotel yesterday. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Mark Walton says the officer is extremely experienced.
He's a senior officer, he's a detective sergeant, which always puts him in the senior operational elements, and I certainly know he's very well regarded by his peers, and there'll be a lot of people very concerned about his condition. This is a relatively routine situation, and unfortunately that's escalated and we've ended up in a very, very serious outcome.
Health authorities in Melbourne are urging young people attending festivals over the Australia Day long weekend to be aware of the dangers of drug overdoses. It comes after 9 people overdosed on an illicit drug at a dance party in Melbourne. One person is fighting for their life in hospital, and 3 other people also remain in a critical condition after they stopped breathing at the I Am Heartstyle event at Festival Hall in West Melbourne. The Syrian opposition says it will not attend a peace conference that Russia is hosting in Sochi next week. United Nations brokered peace talks in Vienna between the Syrian government and opposition have ended, and the United Nations has yet to decide whether to attend a peace conference in Russia next week. A spokesman for the opposition delegation, Yahya al-Aridi, says the necessary commitments have not been provided.
We listened to many guarantees concerning commitment, but none of them was delivered somehow. And we are tired of that. We need real involvement. We need real commitment.
And in sports, Socceroos great Tim Cahill is expected to seal his return to English championship club Millwall this weekend. British media is reporting Cahill is flying to England to secure a return to the club where he began his senior professional career in 1998. Cahill walked out of A-League outfit Melbourne City last December. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, cloud clearing, 30. Adelaide, very hot, partly cloudy, a top of 42. In Melbourne, hot, humid and mostly sunny, 39. Very hot, humid and sunny in Hobart, 36. Canberra, partly cloudy, 31. Similar conditions in Wollongong, a top of 26. The same for Sydney, a top of 28. Newcastle, possible shower, 27. In Brisbane, shower or two, 29. Cairns, similar conditions, 32. And in Darwin, possible storm, heavy falls and a top of 29. I'm Biwa Kwan. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.